Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big. I got my co-host.
Lazy, man. And we back with another one, man. With man, I want you to introduce yourself, man. Cause I want to get it right. Cause he speaks highly of you, man.
Real talk.
That's... I just want you to, if it's, you know, run off everything you do. If it's not the only thing you do, you know, let us know who you are, brother.
Yeah. Most definitely. I am PJ, a.k.a. the Jammin' Smokehouse King. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yes, sir. That's what I do. I run a food truck, you know, and, you know, I serve food, barbecue to the city. Not only do I do that, but I also do music, and I'm known by Imagine, spelled E-M-A-D-G-I-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
You know, that's what I did, actually, before I did this.
Yeah.
I was producer / engineer / artist. But now I'm just more, I still do the producing and all that stuff, but really I do a lot of the just artistry, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to perfect that, you know, so, you know.
That's what's up, man. But I've been running into a lot of artists lately, man. I put that on the book the other day that I wanted to get back into music, man. It's just...
It's a sign to come on back.
I think it is, man, because I just be meeting so many unique people that I just can tell you probably got a good sound, bro, because you got a good vibe, you know what
crazy.
I'm saying?
Trust.
I'm definitely going to have to tap in, man. So what do you like doing the most? You know, you cooking and... Okay. And being an artist, I think all of it's artistry.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. All of it's art, a form of art, and my self-expression, you know what I'm saying, to the world. But mostly, I like to cook a lot. Obviously, that's, you know, why I own the food truck. But I can't even lie, like going heads and heads, you know, with that is definitely, I just love to do my music, man. It's what I was born to do, you know what I'm saying?
Regardless.
Facts, you know. My niece is actually Mars, if you ever heard of her.
M-A-R-Z-Z.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I quote unquote, you know, walked her through the process of getting signed. And her very first song that she ever did, Love Letter, was done in my studio. So that's, you know, then Timberland reached out to her.
Shout out to Timbo. And
she signed to Tim?
No, she's not signed to Tim, but Tim, she's done some work with him.
Okay, yeah.
I think he did the same thing with Bryson. Like when he was coming up, he grabbed him real quick to perfect his sound.
Dude, he. He
that's
killed
amazing,
it.
Man. And it's so legendary. That's a legendary person
to touch you.
Yeah,
you
know,
to even reach out to you. Like he reached out to her. Like crazy. And
shout
she
out
got
to
signed.
Woo, man. Shout out to
Yes.
You got to get on the pod, man. You got to plug. Put a bug in there. It's like come on to the Big and Lazy.
Say less. I will. That's not a problem. That. She would love to be here. You know what I'm saying? To come and shout out with you.
Man, I wish I would have sat down on some of your music before I came.
I didn't know he was a artist.
I'm a music head, man.
I
love music, man.
I'm mesmerized by the food. I ain't looking.
But he's been. That's what I said. He's been speaking highly of you for a minute, but I never ran into. But I've been seeing you on the book too, because you follow me once you started. You know what I'm saying? I know bruh been mentioning you on here for a minute, man. So it's like,
so
I definitely got to try.
What's his name? The cat that comes in, the one in the brown.
What's his name? Mike Bombardo?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. He came through. He's come through a few times and, you know, shouted me out. And I was like,
he spoke highly of you. Yes, like, sir. So you from?
Shouts, man. And then you too, you know what I'm saying? Giving me.
I almost jumped out my chair. Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, man. I'm telling you. When I first had your food, I was working for a trucking company down, he was downtown in Norton's. And I seen my guy. And I said, what you eating? He said, man. I swear about his face. He had his face buried in the food. I'm like, man, you eat it like it's good. So I went down there.
That's man. All it takes.
Well,
that's
you know, I bring a little special something.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that.
You know, for y'all to test out and or even show them, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Yeah. Show them what it looked like. You know what I mean?
Because
they,
can.
You know, people need to know, you know, what to get and to stay with, can, you know.
Bring some over in there. Hey,
grab
them
over. You know what I'm
saying? So, like, you know, it's kind of a, it's as y'all know, he said it's a big deal. It really is. You know, because because it's like, you know, if you like good food, this is not something that you want to miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the real deal.
Yeah, real
you know,
deal.
I don't cut no corners on it. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They gotta see it.
Man, y'all got the real talk, man. He don't, is the first guest and brought us some food. We preach you forever. You in the wall of fame, man. You signed the wall, but you in the wall of fame. You signed and go with Mark or something.
Hey, you know, you can't talk about your product if you don't bring it. You know what I'm talking about?
What's this called right here?
This is called the Jerk Chicken Jam and Fries right there. You know what I'm saying? It comes with fresh cut fries, you know, with a house seasoning. Yeah, there's a fork, you know what I'm talking about, too.
I'm coming in with my African brothers. Yeah. You know?
It comes with the fresh cut fries with the house seasoning that
I
make.
This is made from the soul,
right.
too.
It's like every bit of it, bro. What I would want on it, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, no. Dude, my sister used to sit, my mom, my sister, and my granny would sit me down at the table. Not only did I watch them, but they would literally have me dissect their food and be like, yo, what I put in it, and I would tell them that to be like, how you know that? And blowing their mind.
So where, like, are you from here?
I'm from here, you know what I'm saying? So
that's unique to have a unique, you know, way of bringing, you know, the food to life, man. That's
right,
amazing,
right.
Bro.
You know, bringing our city, you know what I'm saying, food to one place to really see what it can really do, what it's supposed to really taste like, smell like. Because I come from the West End, I come from the South End, I literally live almost in every part of the city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but I grew up in the West End, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
a lot.
Right.
So, you know, around this time, you know, all the way into the end of summer, you talking about barbecue city, you know what I'm talking about? Like every corner you turn,
it is.
You can smell barbecue, you know what I'm saying? And you know the good barbecue, smelling barbecue, and the not so good barbecue, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of grew accustomed to that, and I was like, man, that's something that I really
want to do. Look at my man's over here.
I'm a deuce over here. Smashing right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Is it just me, or does barbecue is always a nostalgia?
Yes,
smell.
It is, right?
No matter where you at.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's very, let me tell you why, because it's one of the most boldest flavors you can, you know, as far as chemistry and the combustions actually really happening.
Yeah.
You got like 137 combustions and things of chemistry going on when it comes to barbecue. So like it enlightens your senses more than any food that there is out there, because the flavor comes from the burning of whatever you're cooking with and the meat. You got bugs, you got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Everything matters, you know what I'm saying? But this, the flavor is bold, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you can't.
And
really,
everybody can't hop on a grill.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can smoke food. Not everybody can barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two differences. But when you get to the smoking part, that's when you've mastered barbecuing, period.
That's
you know what I'm
saying?
Because you have to learn how to master that fire.
Yeah.
Once you master that, then you can become a pit master. You know what I'm saying? You can smoke and cook
master,
anything.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Right, exactly. Yeah.
What kind of wood do you use?
Now you're going to take my seat.
Okay.
But I give you a small hint, you know what I mean? I use a combination of a few, you know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you, I use a cherry and I use a hickory, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
The third one I will not reveal.
I understand that.
But, you know, those
real,
of you who cook,
master,
y'all know what it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You ever had Charles Frey? CJ Soul's Food? He was a wizard with that smoker. He smoked steaks. He just passed the year before last. But he was a wizard. He'd only cook on Saturdays and sometimes through the week, but oh my God, he was just a master. Like, he had a big, long, everybody had to be 24-foot smoker, and like, oh God, he was a
That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to the 1,000-pound smoker. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Hopefully, not this year, but the next year afterwards when I open up the restaurant. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're coming for the restaurant. Okay.
What's up, man? Opening up a restaurant.
One bite, man. I'm telling you, man. That's why I stopped. I'm
going to go in, about to be here eating instead of doing it.
Talking, man. So you said something that hit a nail on the head for me when you said, like, the cooking, you want to bring, you know, the city together.
Yes.
You know I always what I mean? Say it's two things in the world besides sex that bring people together.
It's food.
Food and weed.
You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't got to know. He could have walked in here. We could have been in a spot somewhere. And he come in and be like, man, y'all hungry?
Yeah, we hungry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit, y'all smoke? Yeah, we smoke, you know.
See what's on the tray, too.
Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I bring it both, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The jamming smoke
house. We brought the drink.
For a reason, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the smokehouse and the barbecue.
So, how you come up with that name? Because
you heard that. Because
even when you came in.
Because I love cooking.
Yeah.
And I love smoking. Unfortunately, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, I just had to bring the two together. I was like, man, look. What? Jamming smoke. Ooh.
Yeah.
And it just rung a bell. I was like, dude, because, you know, I be.
Then when I seen you, I was like, yeah, it's jamming.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's swag together. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, everything is going together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's amazing,
you
know, bro. That's amazing.
Do you got any, like, Caribbean or Jamaican, like, background?
I actually.
Because the jerk in the
yes,
food. Yeah.
Yes, I do have Caribbean in the blood. You know, my family actually is from the Morocco Islands and all that shit, and Jamaica, too. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of that in my blood, but I also am Indian. So, you know, I'm a mutt, you know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah, we.
Man, my mom did the Ancestry Me shit.
Uh-huh. You ready to blow your
sent me a picture of a white man.
Oh, wow.
That's your cousin, man.
That's facts. Like, you know what I mean?
I looked up on Facebook and everything.
Oh, man. What up, fam?
I mean, what's up?
Yeah.
Where y'all at?
If you're black. If your black family doesn't have white in it at all, then I don't know how long your lineage goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably very short because, you know, truth be told, we know we make
things happen. Things happen.
We make everything.
See, my granddaddy, his roots go all the way back to Alabama. So, like, that's the real black, rich black roots.
Yeah.
My grandmother was a high yellow lady, like. Even in her older days, she could pass for a white woman. My mom, light skin. My auntie, light skin. You know what I mean? So it's like, shit, we all got good hair and shit. So I always wondered shit about
where,
like
where
that.
Where it come from? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I look at myself and I'm like, what?
They said, you think it matters, though? If you dating somebody, though, let's say y'all dating somebody, would you, and you did your own ancestry meet. You think it's like a certainty, like, hey, shorty, I need to see where you come from.
I need
to
right.
Would it be a deal breaker? Oh, man.
I don't think so.
She related to Hitler.
Here's my theory on that. We live in a city right now. Like, I might ask a black girl, can I see your ancestry just because we so close here?
Oh,
I don't
want
to be dating my cousin.
And it happens. People find out later in life. Like, I just seen a TikTok like that.
Facts, bro. Because like
a lot of people don't know their daddy's side of family.
But you never know who dated who.
Yeah.
Like, it could be bad marriage, but come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Or who had an illegitimate kid, you know what I'm saying, out of somewhere.
That's why I always say that's the difference between now and then. Like, back in the day, you know, 60s, even before that, but 60s, 70s, it wasn't no social media. So granddaddy got a family across town he taking care of. And you don't find out about your other siblings till you in the barbershop and you 35. Who your daddy?
I found out siblings when my day said I found out I was like 28, 29. And like, and I found out because he went to school with my cousin Michi. You know, he's a little younger. He's about 14, 15. So, but I never really got a chance. I had two younger brothers and sisters. I never got a chance to meet him. When he passed, I really can't meet him. And I don't know how it is.
I remember you said you had a brother that passed that you never really got to meet.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors.
And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. Yeah, and then, yeah, killed the wing station, was it COVID 2020 or 21? It was around that time.
Yeah.
So get back. So let me ask you about your artistry, like your music. Like, if you could describe your style, like, compared to any, like, artists in the mainstream or people might know, like, well, how would you describe, like, a similar sound? Get close to the mic.
Okay, so here's my thing. Mm-hmm. I come from music, okay? So, like, here's my true theory on what I am. I am hard to put in a box because I do anything. I can do anything from Drake to 21 Savage. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Not 21 Savage, but 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do all kinds of music. I mean, if you look at my page, I'm not kidding you. Like, I got songs that are for ladies. Mm-hmm. I got food music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I got, like, a song that's called Velvet Rose. And, like, that sound like something just, you know, completely, like, beyond what I would normally make. But yeah. I, you know, really try not to put myself in a box because of the fact that I just love music. So I like to be
And it's always
anywhere.
Evolving.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's always evolving. So, you know, and I even got a voice where I do this a little country, not quite so country, but it's a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard people, I didn't really even think about it until I listened to it. And I was like, you could be right. You know, it's a little bit of country, but it's not quite. Yeah. You know, so I got a few different voices that I use. And with that being said, like, you could, like, majority of my music is more like pop and R&B, you know, type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I also make club music, you know what I'm saying? Twerk music, all kinds of stuff. You know, I'm kind of everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I try to be very versatile. And, you know, a lot of my music, of course, is for the ladies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, guys like it, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I carry, like you said, a specific vibe that allows everybody to really
gravitate
to it and feel something from it. You know what I'm saying? Especially the energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the energy is a really big deal, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to being an artist, you know, what you deliver is more than half of the product. Like, you know, because, like, there's some people that just can't deliver correctly.
Yeah.
And no matter, you know what I'm saying, they could be great, you know what I'm saying, but
that's
sometimes
where you get your great writers that don't have a face to it, they just a name, like, so-and-so wrote this, so-and-so, you know, so-and-so wrote that.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? You know, so
what do you like doing the most, like, producing, or, because when I had my own studio, that's when I really started, like, making different type of music, because I always like different type of music. Of course, I like the Boosie and, you know, the trap shit, but, like, I also like West Coast niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
West, you know, just alternative, like, too. Like, I've always been into alternative music, too. Like, what's that song, Eminem sample? I love the regular song, the Tears Fall Down.
Yeah.
I used to love that as a kid. Like, I used to, like play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not the Eminem version.
People don't realize how much people really vibe to Eminem back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, when he first came out, that his first album was, it was captivating.
I don't think his music aged that well, though.
My only thing is too much rap is... I love Eminem, but like he said, like, well, like I said on Facebook one day and on social media, I said, we all love Eminem, but we just couldn't relate to a bunch of it.
Right. After a while, you know what I'm saying? After a while, it became the same story over and over.
I mean?
Yeah, he got faster, but the story still.
But he could definitely. My thing is, there's plenty of people that can definitely rap. You know what I mean?
I agree.
When they say Eminem is the greatest, I don't take it from nobody that says it. Everybody got their own struggles. That's what music is to me. Like, what gets you through. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? But it's plenty of great rappers to me. You know what I mean? That can rap. Like, absolutely. If you asking me, I take Busta Rhymes over Eminem. But that's just who You know? Man, Busta really can rap. You know, just rap. At the end of the day, he can really rap. He can hop on a song with him and bar for bar.
Bar for bar with him. Like, you know what I mean?
And then it always goes back to...
you got to think about it. Really, Eminem built up to Busta.
Yeah. From the videos to...
You know what I mean?
That's what I was going to say, too. The vibe. Like, even though it wasn't... It was still wow. Like, you know, hi, my name is... The videos was make you delirious.
Yeah, right.
But as a kid, it was all captivating, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I catch a lot of flack behind my music shit. Like, people be like, man, this motherfucker's
sick.
He got
some interesting tapes, man. On music. Do you like Future?
Yeah, I like Future too. You
know I like Future too, but I just feel like, bro, I've been dropping some dud.
Yeah.
That's why I said, what you like doing the most? Because, like I said, when I had my own studio, that's when I started doing, like, really trying to do different music. And then, like, having to engineer myself and stuff like that. That's a whole nother passion.
Yes.
Engineering. So,
right.
Like,
it's two different fields, but they... I mean, at the same time, as you, they
can't have one,
you can't have one without the other. So, like, you know, people don't understand that. Like, really understanding how to even be an engineer or producer. That even those two are two different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so being a producer, engineer, and an artist, you know, two different things, same field. You know what I'm saying? So, but what I love, like I said, what I love the most. Okay, so I started off playing the drums first.
Church.
So, yes, absolutely. Yeah,
all the greats start in church.
Yeah, I'm saying facts. You know, so I was in church and my mom put me in the front row and I just was like, look at these guys. Yeah. So I told myself if I ever got a shot, I was gonna show them how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and so I finally got my lessons and boom, there it went. And I was just crazy after that. And then I went to digitally, you know, and I still do the manual drums too when I get a second because I got drums at home. But I've gone down to the beat machines and Fruity Loops, you know what I'm saying?
So you can make beats?
Oh yeah. That's where I started wholeheartedly, is making beats first. And then I went to the engineering because I had to learn how to record myself, you know what I'm saying? And I did that for about 5-6 years. And then I was like, man, I'm trying to figure out this artistry. And I hopped on the beat one time. My buddy was like, dude, your voice is retarded.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, all right, man, I'm going to try this out. So, but what I love to do most is definitely still making them beats. I find myself beatboxing and I record it still to this day.
Yeah, just to keep the rhythm.
Right, just to keep my rhythms.
I tried to also make beats. I couldn't make beats, bro.
So it's like my template, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like when I'm hearing a beat and I don't want to lose it, I'll record it and then I'll bring it back up later, go into the studio and I'll drop that.
That's
you know
talented.
What I'm saying? And that's how I generate my beats, like right off the head. I'm not a big fan of using a whole lot of samples. Don't get me wrong. I can do it all.
Yeah.
But I love generating original things. You know what I'm saying?
See, like, that's what I was going to say about the future. I love music. I'm a music head. I hear shit in the background. So that's why I said Chris Brown got the best album out right now.
Yeah.
But Chris is just like the background shit he do when
he's original.
The shit
dude.
You don't think
you know
that
I mean?
You don't people don't hear. I hear that shit. So it's like I understand a great album lyrically and production wise, but sometimes the production overrides the lyrics. Tenfold. Yeah,
facts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Future got a lot of samples on there, and that's what gets you into it. Like, that takes you back. I'm a sucker for that, too. Like, if I might not like you as an artist, but if you can drop a good sample,
and you go,
you
good.
Probably got it.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And samples are, I'm not hating on samples because, like I said, I love music, so, I mean, you know. There's no getting around the samplage, you know what I'm saying, in the music industry, period. People are using them. That's what makes old songs new. Yeah.
And sometimes you don't have something without the old.
Without the old, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a matter of fact, to be completely honest, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing that we are doing now hasn't been done before.
Facts.
It's just we may not have heard it or discovered it. Because it may be a little older than what we are, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But before we were here, there was other people generating all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we don't know, you know what I'm saying? But I know that as far as what we're doing in that music industry, there's nothing new, you know what I'm saying? It's just redone, revamped, you know, and put a little bit of new energy to it.
Yeah,
but,
new flair to it.
You know, new flair, but it's really... You know, if you go back and look at even all these artists that are really popping and some of their songs that have even made it big, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll find that they were songs that were already done. You know what I'm saying? And it blows my mind. I'm like, dude, I didn't even know that. Yeah. And until I got into the music myself, you know, and I really started discovering, you know, what was really happening.
It still,
you know,
blows my mind. That's the
it
reason
still
why I
blows
the,
my mind. Facts, you know what I mean?
Pod, because like I'm a sucker for stories. Like yeah, once I hear a good story on the pod, I'm like, man, I didn't know he wrote that. Or that set, like hearing Tank was on that. Oh, on that Aaliyah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Tank. You feel me? Got a writing credit for that. Even let's bring up. Let's come closer in the time. Mm-hmm. The King Vory sample on Don't. They had the same beat, Bryson and Vory, that was friends. They had a song on the same beat, which is the Don't beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one day I was on Pandora when I worked at G, this is years ago, and I heard Don't, but it wasn't called Don't. It was something by King Vory.
Yeah.
But Bryson blew up, so he was like, nah, you my homie. So right, look, right. I'ma just do it at the end. H-Town got me feeling so though.
Yeah.
That's Vory.
Yeah.
So he got his first writing credit off at Easy Facts. Meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that went big too.
I'm a sucker for shit like that, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
You never know. Like, cause you be like you said, it's
that's why my son be
that
like
dropped 10 years ago.
Has R. Kelly the GOAT, Dad? He ain't never came out like Michael Jackson.
Hey, check this out.
And just stood there. I said he wrote for Michael Jackson.
Right. Facts. People don't understand how under I know R. Kelly's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, we all know. But he is one of the baddest
motherfuckers
fucking
ever.
Fucking writers that the world has ever seen. Before, you know what I'm talking about, these casters getting it pumping now.
Yeah.
It was R. Kelly getting it pumping.
I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for R. Kelly.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, look. So, see, here's my theory. Because I'm a big songwriter.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
Like, don't get me wrong. I know there's some great artists out there, but a lot of the big artists out there, you know what I'm saying, are not quite original. And I even hate to mention a name, but I'd say Beyonce. Like, she's like, ooh, of course, Tiffany Red.
Yeah,
watch out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? She's known to not, like, really, you know, write original songs. She's known for taking songs and making them big, you know. And I just think that's kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Mary J. used to do that.
Right. You know what I mean? Dude, you'd be surprised. It's more than that. That is a whole nother topic. But, you know, I consider myself something like R. Kelly because I've been doing this music stuff for a long time. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people in it. And even still, like, you know, when I go into the studio, it's very few artists when you hear them that are like from top to bottom, their songs are almost perfect. That's
not
common. It's a very uncommon thing. And you know, everybody's trying to do this whole trending thing. But if somebody would jump out of the box and try to actually just, you know, not try to follow trend, you know what I'm saying? They might find themselves in a different situation.
Right.
And that's what I like for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because
nobody can take it away from you.
Right. You know, I come from an era of listening to the greats, period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And for our family, my family particularly, that's all we really are known for, like, is music, hugely. Mm-hmm. Like you hear the Jones family, excuse me, and people are like, oh, y'all the family does all the music. That's what we're known for. You know, even still to this day, my niece in the music industry, like the ear is there. That's what we do. But, you know, when I write a song, I try to keep it simple. But simple is really the best way.
Yeah,
you know
less
what I'm
is
saying?
More.
Right. Less is more. You know, but I also try to captivate. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of my simplest things. So I just made a song just recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's called Tell Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I did it this particular way, because I don't really try to follow trends or nothing like that, but I'm trying to see what happens if I follow trends or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, honest opinion.
Uh-oh, we got an exclusive.
You know, exclusive. Exactly. A very exclusive.
Put this on the spot.
I'm going to play it, and I want y'all to tell me who y'all think I sound like, and would y'all fuck with it if y'all ever heard it.
All right.
And this is shout out to my homeboy, Latrae, and his beats. He's Bad Man. And this, of course, lady song, but.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
precious desire. You got to tell me that's my plan.
Okay. But yes, you got, I can hear a little war, you know.
I'm beautiful body like island, caressing your mountains with my hands. Cause I need your beautiful heart, and I need the deepest part.
Yeah.
Tell me,
fuck with it.
Like you said, it's simple, but it's plenty.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it don't need to be crazy all the time. I mean, right. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I got songs that are way more energetic.
Uh-huh.
But this is a very simple one, you know what I'm saying, that has a particular vibe that I feel like, you know, it wasn't, it's not too much, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But it's just enough to captivate, you know what I'm saying? In the right moments, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
In the right people, because it's some people that don't like all of that, yeah, all the time.
Right, right.
You know my car stay on 101.3.
I'm right. Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie though, like, I'm Chris Brown, yo. Summer Walker.
Yo.
Like, I have my times where I just, you feel me, if Summer come on, or SZA,
yo.
Some bad women right there, you know what I'm saying? They can say what they want about Summer Walker. I feel like Summer Walker's the best R&B female-wise. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
See, and if you like the, you know, if you like the Summer Walker, you'll love Mars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
That's what, you know, everybody definitely. Was like, you know, Summer Walker Mars. That was like,
yeah, definitely.
Going heads up for a little while. You know what I'm saying?
So if you could pick, I always say this and everybody be like, man, that's hard. But if you could pick your favorite song of all times or a top three, what would it be?
Across any genres or any eras.
Number one. Music Soul Child, Love.
Ooh,
that motherfucker was so.
It still
is one of the hardest the songs.
Wedding song.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's a wedding song, ain't it?
Makeup song.
Yeah. Like,
all that. It's all that.
And he's very underrated as a
very
writer.
Very underrated.
And singer.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, yes. But when he performs live, it's a whole nother story. I seen him at the Funk Fest. Don't get me wrong. He was fire. But, like, I don't know what he was doing. Like,
damn.
I was like, music, calm down. Like, he was really.
Jeremiah did everywhere. At the verses.
Right.
That pissed me off because I love Jeremiah.
Right, I know. Like, I
told him not to do it.
Yeah, he did. Mario said, don't do that shit, bro.
Yeah,
don't do
his
it.
His runs, okay. So here's what killed me with music. Like, his runs, he just didn't know how to, like, stop him. I was just like, bro, why? That's not how you normally sound. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I hate that for people.
Yes, you know.
Because people like Anthony Hamilton.
Sound like, you know.
Jill Scott. They going Fantasia. They going to sing on and off that track, man. Like, to me, that's what makes you,
A great. Is if you sound like what you sound like.
Like Chris Brown, off that nigga of, gonna dance and sing at the same time. We haven't seen it since Mike.
Yeah. Right, right.
Sing and dance
right,
at the same
time. It don't.
Top tier. Like, we love Usher.
Good shape, man.
I always say we love Usher. Everybody know where he was, 7 o'clock on the dot.
I know.
We love the hits.
You don't think he sang it?
You don't have to call. Sing, what'd you say?
You don't think he sings in the. You don't think he?
No, I think he's great.
Yeah.
But I don't think nobody could do it like, bruh.
Chris.
Like, nobody.
I don't know.
I just don't think nobody could do it like, bruh. I mean, Usher had shit that we didn't fuck with.
Yeah.
Ready to Sign Them Papers, Daddy's Home. I'm for me, you know what I'm saying? But Chris, I was a young boy when Chris came out with Yo. Tell me, fellas, have you seen it? And since then, when has he missed?
Yeah,
he can't miss. He can't. He's uncanceled. He can't cancel him. He win awards. He can't even show up.
Damn. But let me, before we go on, let me give you, follow us on YouTube,
yes,
subscribe,
sir.
Like, comment. We on Instagram, we on Apple Podcasts, we on Spotify, everywhere you can find we on Facebook, TikTok, anywhere and everywhere, Big and Lazy. Like, subscribe, share, watch this video, you know, whatever. But you said your number one song was Music Soul Child.
Yeah, number one.
Who's your two and three?
Number two is I'm gonna have to say Brandy. Her Full Moon album.
Oh man, it was a great album.
Oh my goodness. Like, you could feel her soul. Her emotions literally hung out so far, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
in that album, like, I could not, like, still to this day, like, some of that shit, like, hits me so deep. I'm like, I just got to go to my own little section and, you know, let it out, you know? Because she's so under, she's so cold, okay? Like, she's probably one of the first beyond, you know, after Whitney Houston to really, like, you know, really.
And we fuck with Moesha.
You know, facts. You know what I mean?
Come on, that's...
You know, facts, you know. But Whitney Houston noticed her beautiful talent, her gift. That, it's not a talent because she wasn't taught to do this. It's a straight gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you do things like this from birth like that, that's a gift. You know what I mean? And it's so powerful, you can feel it in your bones. You know what I'm saying? Like Whitney Houston and Brandy. Like when you hear their voices, you know, it sends a different harmonic emotion to you. You know what I'm saying? That not a lot of singers can do.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because singers can sing and singers can do what they do, but some of them just hit so deep. It just sends a different, like I said, harmony to your soul that you can't get away from. And I feel like Brandy did that for me. She still does that to me, like, you know.
She done got better, too.
Yeah, she's gotten better. And she
looks better and sound better.
Yeah, she's phenomenal, okay?
And they made us, Whitney and Brandy made a young guy like me watch Cinderella.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, that was
Whitney. Whitney was a young guy, Cinderella?
What?
That was Whitney?
What?
I guess I did. So
Whitney and Brandy, she was the fairly, am I saying that right? Yeah. Am I saying it right? Cinderella, the black Cinderella.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was in
She was the godmother that came and, like, you can go out.
I'm watching that when I get home.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, so not to get off track, but man, how y'all feel about, did y'all watch the On The Set? About the Nickelodeon and shit like that?
Nah,
I ain't watched it, man, but it's supposed to be terrible.
It's
supposed
terrible.
To ruin everybody's childhood with all that.
It's gonna ruin everything.
Drake Bell was, he did it. He's the one that came out with the interview. You did?
Yeah, I watched it. He said, so mainly it was Drake Bell. The mainly focus on was Drake Bell and Amanda Bynes. They was the biggest.
Yeah, Amanda told us though years ago.
Yes, they was the biggest assault. But they got it. I ain't say they got it the worst, but you know they was. Yeah. You know, and he said it started. He said he woke up. He was over Brian Peck's house. That was the dude that was the.
He was a like a dialogue
coach, and he woke up. He said, "I woke up to him sexually assaulting me." They said, "What did you know? What happened?" Like. He said, imagine the worst way anybody can get sexually assaulted and times it by three. And he said, it's dark. He said it went on for like 3 or 4 years. So,
the dad was, he was like, man, stop leaving him with him. But they made it to where the dad and the mom broke up and the dad was out the picture.
Yeah, because the daddy peeped like he's kind of off. So the predator put it into Josh Bell's ear. Serious, I forgot his name. He put it in his ear like, your daddy's trying to steal your money. I wouldn't let him manage me. So he trying to drove a wedge between, you know, him and his dad. But go check it out. It's called Quiet on the Set. Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah, it's dark. Yeah. That's why I couldn't watch it because Surviving R. Kelly tried me.
Yeah.
I didn't see
it. My thing is, I grew up with, like I said.
Man, he's messed up, but dude.
But that's why I said I grew up in a real way. Like, I be seeing people that I feel like that's not sane or don't have it all. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But I didn't get past the first two episodes of R. Kelly because I'm like, where the fuck is the parents?
I couldn't. Yeah.
Like when he said R. Kelly for me, I'm not mad at the nigga. Me. Cause for one, he ain't rolled up in a van. You want some candy? Get up here.
Right,
you
wasn't
feel me?
One of those.
Man,
you know
after when was his trial? What, 05, 04?
It was something like that. Yeah. 07,
after that. After the allegations in the 90s, and then he go to trial, and everybody's passing around a VHS of this of him sexually assaulting somebody, and he get off. Why are y'all letting anybody go with this man?
Right. We've seen everybody.
Come on now.
Right. I agree.
I said they should have locked. If they gonna lock him up. They should have locked his ass. They should locked everybody up on the.
Yeah.
I took him. I saw him do this.
Yeah.
But they should have been. They should have locked R. Kelly up. After trapped in the closet.
But like you
when
said,
he
was,
in the closet,
he was greasing too many palms.
They were extorting that man,
you know,
for years.
Right,
yeah.
For his money, you know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the sad part of, like you said.
Yeah.
They won't use that word, at all. They was extorting him, you know what I'm saying? Because he was lining their pockets, feeding them, you know what I'm saying? Feeding their families. And I know everybody's got to feed your family.
Yeah.
But, dude, when it comes to the cost of, you know, little girls being taken advantage of.
Ain't no price in that.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, come on, man. Because if you talking about me and my little girls, bro, don't play with me.
Yeah,
I saw too many niggas and got too many guns.
It's
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see you.
I'm not playing like I'm going to murder
everybody. You know what I'm saying? To get to my daughter out of your hands, that's what's going to happen. I'm Master sorry, I'm coming out with them guns and I'm gonna do something bad to everybody
you got to though.
Protect you.
Yeah. But like P said, he was like, y'all, this is on CNN, y'all going off and y'all seeing all this extra stuff. He's like, first of all, I wouldn't have been on no news and saying what my daughter is, what's going on. I'd have been at the door.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I take you from here and you go back, that's between you.
Come up right with that kind of artillery, man, niggas is going to be like, bruh, I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know.
They ain't about to lay down their life right there. Like, bruh, I'll lay you down right now.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? For mine, I'm not playing.
Like the daddy that killed you ever seen that old video? A karate coach kidnapped the kid, sexual assaulted him, and they locked him up. This is like 80s. And the daddy was outside of the courtroom acting like he was on the phone.
Airport.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Airport.
And they were bringing him back in somewhere and blew his head right
on camera. On national TV.
We got his name.
Here's the guy that sexually assaulted. Bow!
Yeah.
On camera.
Like, anybody playing? Like,
you feel me?
I risk my life for that. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm supposed to do.
I watched a documentary. It was some years back. This might be the sickest shit I've ever watched. It was on Netflix. It was called, was it Neighbor Next Door, Danger Next Door? It was something along that nature.
Man.
So the pedophile messed with the daughter, kidnapped the daughter, took her to Mexico, yada, yada, yada. No lie, can't make his up. So he gets caught and go, you know, whoop, whoop. He ends up having sex with the whole family, the predator.
What?
He has sex with the mama. He had sex with the dad. Serious. What? It's just on Netflix. The mama story. The mama said, I went up to the lake house to talk about him molesting my daughter. And next thing you know, we're making love. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
He got the magic stick.
Yeah. Then the daddy. Oh, we rolled somewhere and he got up and I gave him some relief in a hand job. It's the wild.
Dude got to be rich or something. Look,
I don't know.
Why are you doing this to my daughter? Listen,
damn, look, I think they was inbred or slow. So
it got to be slow though for fuck the whole family.
So then he told the parents. Here's where it gets. I tried to cut it off right here. He told the parents.
No,
I had to cut it off. He told the parents a part of my therapy is to sleep with your daughter. So they upstairs and they sleeping down. He's sleeping down with like a 12, 13 year old daughter. Like, it's the weirdest shit out. They try to make a part two to it, but I'm like,
that's
that was some wild. I think it's Stranger Next Door or something, man. It might still be on there. I'm gonna look it up.
Mercy. The things that we don't know about this world. Well, fuck you up, man, because it's some crazy, like, that's a crazy story, but to some people, that's normal. If you're in a certain field, like, my wife said the worst thing, not my wife, this lady told me the worst thing, because my wife used to work with kids at the Brook and shit like that, and she worked at Central State, but this girl cat used to come and get her locks done, and she works at the ER in Lex, like the U of L. Mm-hmm. She worked at the UK hospital.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And she said the worst thing that comes through the ER is kids.
Right.
What people be doing to kids. Mm-hmm. She said she had a kid one time, and I ain't gonna say boy or girl, but somebody done stuck something up in the kid, and it's stuck, and...
Wow.
You feel me? Like, and she's like, she sees that shit every day. Mm-hmm. She's like, seeing grown people is like, cool, okay, you can save them or you can't, but seeing kids that have no choice of going through, man, it's a fucked up game.
I work with a coworker, and she used to work for CPS, and she said that's one of the worst sounds she ever heard, like, because she had to go take the kids, you know, like hearing that cry, you know, that scream, not like, you know what I mean? She said, and she had to quit, like, she couldn't do it, like, she just, you know, that sound like mommy, you know, kids getting ripped away from the, you know what I mean?
Even some kids that need to leave because they're being abused, some of them don't want to go.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, because that's all they know. You know what I mean? It's messed up.
But, go ahead.
Okay. You said something about country. And this might sound funny, but I always hear country in certain artists. Like, they could definitely do country. Like, I feel like Gates.
He dropped a country track, didn't he?
He hopped on a country track. But I just be feeling like the shit he say, I'm like, man, that sound like some, like, if he switched that beat, it'd be completely country, dog. Yeah. Like, it might be the slang, how he say his words and kind of sing to a melodic.
That's what it is.
And like, that pain, maybe, because country's all about pain and passion.
Pain, passion, and love, you know what I mean?
Blues, like, love, you know.
Sad songs, you know what I'm saying, about love a lot of the time, you know.
And if it ain't, it's dancing.
Drinking some whiskey.
You know, talking about the good old days.
But those are our roots too. We can't. That's why when they did that to Beyonce, I'm like, man, you know, Beyonce's from Texas.
Some of the first cowboys in the world were black men.
Yeah.
So don't people, you know, think, you know, they see a cowboy supposed to be a white man. You know, that's not exactly true.
Some of the first.
And still some of the baddest cowboys to this day are black men, dude. I'm trying to tell you right now.
What's that movie on Netflix that was showing us about the black cowboy?
Idris Elba in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your boy from ATL?
Mm-hmm. I forgot the name of it. I knew what you're talking about. I seen it at Houston. I follow a couple pages. It's like a Houston, a black rodeo down in Houston.
Talking about some beautiful women. So, you know, the cowboys, black cowboys are pretty big down in Houston, of course.
Oh,
still.
Man.
You ever been to Houston?
I've never been to Houston, you know what I'm saying? Never, but I intend on going. It's, you know, not a bucket list, but, you know, something that I'm going
to
do.
What's your favorite place to travel to?
Right now, I would have to say Puerto Rico.
There you go.
A phenomenal place. The culture, the people,
the food,
the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Not so much. They got this shit called mofongo, and I'm like, that shit straight from buffongo, straight from your ass. I can eat that shit.
Damn,
I don't know. It's like this plantain, like almost like a plantain mashed potato thing. I don't know what it is. It's awful,
man.
It is the most awful thing.
Bananas and mashed potatoes.
You ever?
No, it's like, it's okay. It's plantain, but it don't. We know bananas derived from plantains, but plantains are completely different taste. You know what I'm saying?
They
use the unripe plantains, you know what I'm saying? And they make this stuff called mofongo. And it is, it is nasty. Mm. It's like, it's just awful. I can't even really explain it. It's like tasting, taking paste and poker chips. Put them together.
I had lamb chops for the first time. And I wasn't impressed.
Okay, so where'd you get them?
Somebody came in the shop, because I got a barbershop. And so somebody came in and I was like, what's up? I'm like, no, I never had none. They're like, here, take a piece. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ow.
It tastes like a person.
Like a missing person.
No. Okay, so. Lamb chops are good. They have to be properly done. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so the best way to do lamb chops, you want to marinate them still.
Right.
Because they still have that, you know, game taste. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you're not used to it, it's going to stick out.
Kind of like goat. Because I work at the rooftop. My last job before I got a barbershop was the rooftop grill.
Yeah, it's very similar. You know what I'm saying?
Goat was kind of like,
It's gamey. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it can be gamey if you don't cook it right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, if you cook it with the right things, you can get that game taste out.
Right.
Teach you a trick.
Milk.
Soak it in milk. You know what I'm saying?
Milk.
It takes the game flavor out of any game all the way to deer.
How long would you soak it? Like with overnight?
Overnight.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? An overnight soak. That thickness of that milk pushes all of that shit out of the pores of the meat.
Message.
There we go. Let me ask you this. This is kind of on a different subject. Like, do you prefer when you barbecuing? Because I consider myself a, I ain't gonna say a pit master, but I can do my thing on the grill.
Yeah.
Do you prefer wet marinades or dry marinades?
It depends on the meat.
Okay, depends on the meat.
Depends on the meat and what I'm trying to do. But I would have to say I've had better outcomes with dry. But it really just depends on the meat. Like, that's all I can really say. For, like, lamb or something like that, if I was to smoke it wet. Because, you know, like I said, you're going to have that. It's going to push out that gamey stuff. So you're going to need that, you know, that liquidy marinade to kind of push, kind of come back into the meat after I pushed it out with the milk. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, you're going to. it just depends on what you're doing and what kind of meat it is. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about chicken, I would go and you got, if you're trying to get a more smoky flavor, I would go with dry. If you're trying to get like a more herbaceous kind of garlic-ish kind of thing, then you want to go with a wet kind of paste. You know what I'm saying? Kind of marinade kind of sort of thing.
Okay, the paste.
You know what I'm
saying?
I would go, you know, especially the paste is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it branches both of those worlds. You get the dry and you get the wet, but it's not too much of either. You know what I'm saying? So that paste, when it comes to chickens, your shrimps, your fish, use paste. You know what I'm saying? Make a paste with it. So it's going to stick to it and it's not going to run off. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be like, oh, I wonder if it actually worked.
Yeah.
That paste is going to cancel it all the way out because it ain't going to have a chance to run. You know what I'm saying? So you want to use those paste, you know what I'm saying, that paste marinade. If I was, you know, if I was going to use a wet, I would probably make it more of a paste than a wet.
My boy be roasting pigs, man.
Yeah.
He roasts pigs in the summer. In the summer, man. He trying to get him to come over and an old pig in the backyard, man. An old pit.
Nice.
But I do my thing on the grill, but I ain't got the whole pig though.
Cause that one day, man, you made me mad.
What's that?
He said it to us though. He was like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna bust out the steaks and But it was for breakfast.
Yeah, it was breakfast. Yeah,
and that shit looked so good on his story.
I had the bacon reel, the bacon wrap fillets.
Yeah,
I got this good rub I get from Kroger's. It's pre-made, but oh my god, it turned out so good. Yeah,
the, you know, Kroger's got some good rubs.
Yeah, definitely some good rubs.
Man, I got a Kroger section in my kitchen. My wife goes crazy at Kroger's. Like, she'll be in that aisle for like 30 minutes, just like, you feel me? Because my wife, contrary, I don't fuck with the grill. I can, you know what I'm saying? I can make some burgers or something, some, you know, smoke some hot dogs or something.
I keep it simple, but
you know, my wife, like, I remember, like, growing up, I would hit her up, like, you know, what's going on? You know, nothing. What you eating tonight? You know, we kids. Oh, my dad's grilling, middle of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Winter
type.
You know,
me.
She comes
it's
from that.
Right,
you know
there.
What I mean?
Like, that's all I know. Like,
she
for
comes
real, for
from
real.
That. She said her dad would grill anytime she wanted, but she would have to prep the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So my wife, man, make a mean steak, whatever.
Yeah.
On the grill, breakfast, griddle.
So she's the grill master,
man. My homie came over one day, we chilling. He was like, "So, thought you said you were starting to grill." Like, nigga, I smell it, but like, shit, nigga, that's wifey.
Yeah.
Nigga, you don't grill?
Yeah.
Like, ain't no gender roles over here.
Right.
She, we hungry. She cooks. So. Yeah.
You married too, right?
Nope. Not married. You know, long story short, I got commitment, but haven't found the right one to really put a ring on it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why you think that is though? Like, you think it's where we
at? You working
Okay. I got a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we just not married, and we've been together for almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say almost four. It's like 3.5 years.
Jamming.
Yeah. Plus, y'all know about the jamming juices. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'll make them too. You know what I mean? Licensed to do it. You know, don't worry about it. I got you. But yeah, we just, I don't know. I can't do it yet.
You remember me asking, how old are you?
I'm actually 39. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old cat now.
Nah, you ain't old,
OG,
man.
The new OG.
Yeah,
I said that the other day, man. We the new adults.
Right. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
So but like 39, like I always tell people, like, man, like, I be mad reading the Bible. So-and-so was 800 years old. He had 62 kids in 32 weeks. And
Moses had this
old. Moses was 400.
He was retarded. Like stop playing. Like, you know, but they say that genetics was different then.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll be really like trying to connect. Like, God.
Hey,
800 don't sound too bad.
We have to take into a fact that GMOs did not exist back then.
Facts.
And things were different.
You say GMOs?
Yes.
It's something in the food, ain't it?
Genetically modified foods and the way we eat is completely different than what was happening back then.
What I don't get, okay, why I gotta pay for what? Shouldn't all fruits and vegetables be organic? Why
you sound like Orlando Brown.
Why is organic gotta be extra to what Orlando am I else am I? You know Orlando what I mean? Brown. If this is a regular apple, so what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? But yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're right. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's a difference in, you know,
that's fucking crazy.
What we eating, you know, versus what we know, you know what I'm saying? What should be. Like the organics are things that grown without all the extra bull crap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you got your genetically modified food and they just like tomato. You know what I'm saying? They don't even tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not organic. You know, they just like tomato because they just stuck it into a hydroponic machine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they grow it with all these extra new
pizza
and
rolls.
Shit,
and
you know what
shit.
I'm saying? Right? Yeah. Pizza rolls, old man's toes, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of stuff. You know, they put everything in
never
this
know,
stuff.
Man.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, literally. You got to think about, you know, the humanly things that go into these things, you know what I'm saying, that we're consuming. So it's all genetically modified, you know, to make things taste better, look better, seem better, but are not better, you know what I'm saying, for us. So, you know, versus what was going on back then, they barely ate meat because hunting, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, they had tools. Things was happening back then that they would not believe what was happening because, you know, I mean, shit, they was building pyramids back then. The tech was out of this world. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they weren't eating the same that we were eating. Like, you know, yes, they farmed animals and stuff like this, but it was still very...
But even in, like, the King Tut era, this is why history was my shit. Just I could sit back all day and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, that's not true. You know what I'm saying? But King Tut, he was a young man when he died. You know what I'm saying? That was like pushing towards away from like the Babel era too. Mm-hmm. Like even though a lot of us in the Babel, but that's still like it was like modern technology and shit like that.
It was
like
more a technology.
But when I watch Moses, I mean when I watch Noah, and you know we can't really take it word for word or screen flick for flick or whatever with a movie and a Babel. You know what I mean? But like they was amazed when somebody ate something of the earth. Like You just ate a beast. Right. What did you just eat? What did you just, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. At Babel, it be taking me some places, but that always makes me jealous. So and so lived to be 8,200 years old. Real talk. He had sons of sons and daughters of daughters that all lived to be 562. God, what happened? What changed?
You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. This is we all ask all artists this. If you had a blank check, if you could have a beat from anybody and a feature from anybody,
dead or alive, any genre,
who would it be?
Okay, so my niece got to intermingle with Timbaland, but Timbaland is still one of he's that guy for me.
Yeah.
I'm still jealous of my niece. I'm like, man, I wish I was with you on that because, like, you got to meet my dude of all dudes, Timbaland. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want a beat from Timbaland. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to work with him one time.
Yeah. Super ever. Unique, super original. Yeah.
Man, like.
The baby cry.
You know what I mean? Like, I have to have Tim. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that guy for me.
Yeah.
You know, if I was to ever have to meet and you know, have do my sound, like.
Yeah.
That will be the guy.
And you don't mind them hopping on your track neither. Like, even if it's just been a long time.
Right,
he never fucked up a track. Right. Like, Diddy will hop on take that. Oh, man, get out of here with all that, man.
I know, Diddy. People hated Diddy get on the track. He's on the
He just left the country.
Yep.
The feds is
raiding his cribs.
Yeah, they
look,
just.
At least today.
Look, I believe it.
I believe it. Yeah.
This man is going through, whoo.
Yeah.
He made
Do you believe the allegations?
Do I?
Yeah.
For as many of them there is, how can I not?
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing. Like, is another, you know, your boy that got killed in prison to watch Epstein. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, come on, man. That's a lot. Too many names is coming up, bruh. And they ones that, and not only that, like, you can follow the trails of them staying with him.
Yeah.
And it's all the same stories, right? Yeah. After, like, you can't deny that. Motherfucker talking about, oh, he's staying with me for a year and, you know, something was going on. He's staying with me for a year.
Was a kid.
Like, yeah. Come on, bro.
Like Usher was a kid. You know?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Justin Bieber was a kid. Was like, a kid. Like, all of these guys
and then,
are
and
like.
Then he, like, he's just a.
My thing is,
don't get me wrong. I love, like, I hate talking about these our people like that because growing up,
but it's lessons for
nigga.
Us to learn.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Because,
what to do and what not to do. Like, you know.
But he makes it hard for you too because the shit that he approaches, like when he approaches Justin Bieber, like, why you don't like to come and hang with me no more?
Right.
Yeah, we party,
right.
But we never
like,
party.
Have my number, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what? I was like,
that was cringe as shit.
50 Cent said, I was chilling with the nigga. Nigga's like, come on, man, we need to go. He said, yeah, man. He said, come on, we need to kick it, man. Let me take you shopping. He's like, nigga, what?
Bobby clothes, what? I know, that shocked me too. I was like, stop. And Chris Brown was like, negative four. You know what I'm saying? He's like, when people start feeling like that, man, you know, you gotta really pay attention, know what's going on. Now you can, then that interview when they asked him about it, he was just like, oh, you know what? I thought he could use some clothes. Just the look on his face told it all, like, you got caught. Yeah. I was like, you a dumb guy.
And then you gotta look at how people treat their people too.
Facts.
Like, you know what I mean?
He stars out like anybody from Puff Daddy can't be like, you look back on a better position. They either
facts.
Dead. Broke.
Yeah.
Turned.
The only one. The only two.
Usher.
No, Usher kind
of
fucked up.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
But I think he just lived through it.
Right. Yeah. He's messed up because he can't seem to get out of his sexual trend with women. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you got to learn. You got to know. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, that's got to stop.
That's
you
what I mean
why
by
you
balance.
Keep making the same songs.
Facts. And that's what I mean by balance. Like, Chris Brown. I'm going to go back to Chris Brown. Chris Brown got songs to where it's like on I forget. I want to say it off top, but... On his new album, he's talking about, it's called Anxiety. Don't let this rubble get through. He's talking about being depressed and feeling anxiety. And you know what I'm saying? But it's just a different type of feel when it's not sexual because we know you could do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like R. Kelly, I used to think that I could not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We sung that at every graduation.
Right, right. You know what I'm talking about? It was heartfelt. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Feel me?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They
still sing at graduations? I don't think they
I don't know, man. I think they went to Baby Shark. Extra safe. But definitely, though, I just think the position of power shows you who you really are.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, how you use that power. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what's important to the new generation. Like, you know, no matter how powerful you are, still respect people.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's really what's going to stand, you know what I'm saying? Like, your reputation, you know what I'm saying? That money is nothing. It's going to go away. It could go away like that. But your reputation on who you are, that never changes. Like, that sticks with you forever. You know what I'm saying?
Meek Mill
making himself look bad, man.
Yeah, Twitter, man. Tweeting. Get the fuck off
You
Twitter.
Need to do exactly what Diddy's doing.
He left the country. That's some guilty as shit, ain't it?
Yeah.
Think he's coming
man.
Back?
He rich,
you know
man.
Right.
He
and rich, that money, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I got to get away. I'm going to show
Come
you
on,
what, I'm, what I can do with this money. You know what I'm saying?
All the way to Quincy Jones, like... Shit like that, man.
Yes, man. Like, come on, man. Like, it's hard.
The Olsen twin. But that's why I always said, like, ever since I heard Dave Chappelle say, like, calling people crazy, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you see somebody on the corner. I've had a better conversation with a person on the corner... Own whatever they own in life, then some people that I meet every, you know, that I'm with every day.
Right.
You know what I'm
Facts,
saying?
You know what I mean?
But the bottom line is you can't run from your past.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And people got to understand once you get that money, you have to know what, because it could be a gift. It's a gift and a curse. You know what I mean? Are you going to take the Master P route? Look at all the Master P's artists. Yeah, Mystical's a fucked up dude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing. Mac went to prison, but he's one of the only people
wrongfully.
That can go get, yeah, wrongfully, but he's the only people that can still go get everybody that's alive and do a tour. Cash Money can't do it. They beefing. Yeah. Too much money was, you know, mm-hmm. wasn't given
exchange
out.
Exchange or not exchange.
You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne tried to make a joke of it one day. And this is when I really knew P is one of us. You know, no matter what. He's one of the people. Like, you know what I'm saying? No matter how big his car get, his hat. Look at when Lil Romeo was like, man, I feel like we live in check to check and he getting money. Man, I put y'all in position. What y'all talking about? Mm-hmm. You are Percy Miller's son. You know what I'm saying? But he said, Charlamagne asked him, he was like, man, is it true that you paid your artists in houses and cars? And he was like, yeah. He's like, that's more than the label would give these young dudes that's getting $20 million deals today. Right. He's like, you giving people $3, $4, $5 million up to, you know, X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
And these kids ain't never lived nowhere. They've always been in the project. They don't even own no houses, cars, mm-hmm. nothing. So at least I'm going to give them a place to live, a place to stay.
And a nice little car.
You feel me? Yeah, and your family, like Snoop said, when all that shit happened, he thought he was just ready to be done and go back to the streets. He was like, he did a feature for Master P. And he was like, how much you want for it? He was like, ah, man, just give me like $5 million. He said he gave him a check for like $30 million.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, we don't, you a legend, my nigga. Right. Matter of fact, come on, let me show you something. Took him to a subdivision. Was like, hey, man,
my house?
Pick out one of these houses. Yeah, if you want to fuck with me, pick out any house you want. Cool. Took him to the lot. You and your wife get any car y'all want. Get y'all back on y'all feet. But P always said, once you take that money, you got to go to boot camp. You got to hit the studio every day. You got to whoopie whoop every day.
Like, I'm paying your way. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
You know, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you basically a job. You know what I'm saying? To do.
And that's sad that a lot of people can't tour.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't understand, like, you know, and the label will not tell you that. Like, a lot of this shit, it's still, you know, self-investation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You need to invest in yourself still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to be a big artist.
Right.
The artists that are big, you know what I'm saying, or up and coming and are still building momentum, they lining pockets.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You it's not, they not getting that for free.
Right.
I promise you, they lining pockets and they paying their way up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why Drake's staying on top? Because
hell,
he's lining pockets so hard.
Kickback City.
You know what I'm talking about? And try to mess with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
any Jewish.
You know, XX Nation
felt
the wrath for that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Brother Jew, he had a bar mitzvah and everything.
Really?
Yeah. But I think, y'all seen that everybody been unfollowing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about tons of people that have been unfollowing him. But I think that everybody found out that he don't write shit.
He don't. No, you know Drake is one of the biggest stealers, just like, you know, just like Beyonce. Like Drake, Beyonce, and there's a couple of other few that are like really big that are just known for stealing songs. Puffy, of course, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Known for stealing songs or stealing the artist himself, you know what I'm saying?
Why do you think we are so easily what word am I looking for? Easily,
food
or
blind put over
over because some stuff I listen to and people are like, man, this is album of the year. I'm like,
it's not.
Golly, like, whack, nothing's timeless. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then people be like, people ain't making timeless music no more. That's cap.
You know what I'm talking about?
Because back, let's go back once again. My nigga Drake. I mean, my nigga Chris Brown.
Yeah.
He always come out with, like, I didn't like Gunna like that.
Mm-hmm.
The song that made me like Gunna, two songs that made me like Gunna a little bit. Travis Scott, that he had on Astroworld with him. And Gold on My Wrist. I fucked with that. That and Heat. I feel like Heat is one of the greatest songs ever made. And this and Indigo came out years ago. But that, this drip got you in Heat.
Yeah.
Man, oh my God. Come on now.
Yeah,
like, we just got to, I just think, like we always say, it's a popcorn world. So mm-hmm. when something blow up, like you said, people, a lot of people are putting in that money, but some people, the internet makes it to where you don't have to do anything.
Right. If you drop a great song, you know what I'm talking about? And that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you know, I can't honestly wait, honestly. If I get a shot, like, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm going to bring some music. I'm going to bring the music to the world. Like, I'm not going to cheat them none. And that's one of my things. Like, I really want to bring some music that's timeless. You know what I'm saying? Captivating enough to it last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a hyphy song or a love song or a pop song, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it lands on, you know, I feel like, and that's why I said it's hard to put me in a box because I really want that. You know what I'm saying? Just that I want it to be timeless. Whatever I land on, whatever genre it is,
mm-hmm.
I want it to have a feeling that kind of lasts and can be put with any time. Like, I got songs right now that are probably 6 years old. You'd be like, yo, you just made you this one. I ain't dropped it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so like that too, bro. I got a lot of stuff like that too,
bro. This is my proof, you know what I'm saying, and why I want it, why I know this song is timeless, because it's one of those songs that has that kind of energy that it's like an R. Kelly. It's like an old R. Kelly song. Yeah. And I want to show it to you. I just can't. Nobody's heard this yet.
It's all good.
It's crazy, okay? It's called Turn It Up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And it goes, I promise you, it goes with any time. Like, you put this on at any club, anywhere.
Yeah. There you go. Mm. You ain't dropping yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man.
it's the reason why. I'll explain it in a minute.
Yeah.
The timeless factor is what I'm trying to prove.
Okay.
Bitches hit me on my line, now they on my channel.
There you go.
On my channel, on my channel. Let the bitches in, let them on the saddle, on the saddle, on the saddle.
Make
them work, drop it low and make it hurt till I
yeah.
There you go.
I'm not the coming first.
Don Julio Patron.
1 a.m. Who knows? 1800, no chase. Take a green limousine straight to the face, straight. Turn it up.
That's a nice little.
Yeah.
Really?
And I can see where you, a writer.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
You
like,
know what vibe I get, though? And this is one of my most underrated favorite people, The Dream.
I fuck with The Dream.
The Dream got us. He got, of course, the voice is there, but it's the lyrics.
Yeah,
it's
he's
the
a
shit
great songwriter, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, believe it or not, he's dropped some
I
good songs.
I couldn't give a fuck about the foreplay. I want it now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my nigga is golden.
Yeah.
Real talk. But that's the feel I get because it's great lyrics. Like, the voice is there, but it's like the lyrics is. I can fuck with that for real.
Yeah, appreciate, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that song, I actually may drop that this year, and it actually has a video and everything to it, but I think I'm going to redo the video because it doesn't quite give. It's got some amazing parts in it, but I've been trying to get some nice little twerk scenes in there, and I've been having issues with that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not like.
Hey, you and my man, man, he got a whole.
He got a whole team.
He got a fly.
I ain't got no fucking fleet, but I'll put you in the right direction.
Because that's what I need. I need, you know, I'll pay him, you know what I'm saying? Like, to make it happen. Because I'm trying to get, you know, the right scenes for this last little part, the twerk scenes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is crisp and clean, you know what I'm saying?
To me, like, it sound like you're in the club.
Right, yes, dude. Yeah, we're at a big-ass party and everybody's just, because that's what the scene is. Like, I threw a big-ass party, you know what I'm saying, at John Woo's little spot when, you know, I don't know if he still lives there at the 800 when we was at the top.
And
we had a whole bunch of people and we had bottles. Dude, it was just a blast, you know what I'm saying? So I made it the scene like it was supposed to be, everybody having a blast, and you know, but I just didn't have the twerkers, you know what I'm saying, that I needed because everybody was all kind of scared, you know what I'm saying? You know, the little stage fright thing everybody was. But if I know I had the right chicks, they'd be like, yo, this song is let's go.
Plus, the right one is her.
Right, exactly. Plus with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it's not even a problem. It's just, I wasn't developed enough as an artist to really, you know, have that. You know what I'm saying? When I made that song, now I'm developed as a person financially and mentally to understand what it's going to really take to make that song really go off. So that's why I haven't dropped it, because it's timeless. So I knew, I was like, you know, with this song right here, it's not going to lose position.
Yeah.
But what I really need to do is make everything else line up with it. So when I do drop it,
it
carries that energy and, and it stays timeless because this song, I don't want it to go to sleep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want people to sleep on it.
Then songs like that, I can hear like in a movie. you know, mm-hmm. club scene in the movie, yes, stuff like that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
and
know.
That's how I used to write. Like, I used to kind of write, like, the visual.
Yes. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's so, how I am.
But
yes.
It was crazy for me when you said, like, the. How you was then, just financially, and you just way in a better position.
Yeah.
That's what fucks me up about me as an artist, that I used to put a lot of money into the music.
Yeah.
But it's like, as soon as I started getting some money, I was like, shit. And then we started the podcast, and it was like, but I write all the time, though. So it's like, for me now, I would rather get signed as an artist. I mean, as a writer. You know what I'm saying? I don't really have to have, because I feel like that's the most intriguing thing to me about the whole music. Mm-hmm. Like me and my wife, we had a, it started to turn into a real argument, because she was like, you know, she's like, she don't really care if they wrote or not. It sounds great. I'm like, yes, R&B people. Like Chris Brown said, he was like, it don't matter who wrote it, who gonna sing it?
Yo.
You know?
And that's the thing. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I write so hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, and my buddies are like, yo, some of these songs, like, you know, because at first I wasn't thinking like that. It was like, yo, some of these songs you don't necessarily need to do. You need to sell them.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because, like, you know, that's a huge part of even making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, getting that song out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not necessary. You don't necessarily want to hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's better to let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the song is out there beautifully. You know what I'm saying?
I wrote people trying to get, like, I wrote Bow Wow one time.
So okay.
I got a song out called Pretty Girls. It's kind of old, but I feel like it's one of them timeless songs, because every time I let anybody hear it, like, they be like, man, like Miko, she still hits me up to this day and she'll say a lyric from it. And I met Miko 6 years ago.
Really?
When I first let her, you know what I'm saying, let her hear it. But I just feel like, man, I was like, man, if somebody like Bow Wow get this, because I hate, yeah, we can.
Yeah.
But I hate the fact that I love Bow Wow so much as a kid. And I feel like that's all he had to do was what he was doing. Keep fucking with Chris Brown, you know.
He gotta go gangsta.
Singing. Man, come on, man. We don't want to hear you gangsta, man. You puppy love, you feel me? Like, we never got a part two. So
Yeah. So that's another reason why, as an artist myself, that's why I'm very particular about what I introduce to the world. Because, like you said, sometimes what you introduce to the world, somebody likes to stick you into that spot. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're like... you know, like your boy, what's that, Good Burger. He's so mad about everybody always being like, yo, your boy from Good Burger.
Yeah.
But, dude, that was like one of your like top movies. Like, how can you fault them? You know what I'm saying?
That's why God.
Did y'all like number two?
I did.
Yeah.
For me, it was like my kids already seen the old one, so it was like more for me.
Uh-huh.
It was like, oh, it's like catching up. Like, I always see the beauty and shit. Like, that's why I can watch Tubi movies all day. Like, the acting was horrible, but the writing was incredible. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a sucker for stories, like good ass stories. Mm-hmm.
But it was a pleasure talking to you, man.
Yes, it was.
The number third artist.
We never got that third artist from.
Oh, okay.
We already said him.
Who?
It's R. Kelly, unfortunately. Because he's, like I say, he's very underrated, but the man has...
Yeah, I can separate the man.
Exactly. Separating the man from his music.
And we got to, because if we don't, I said this when we had the females.
Then we'll be destroyed. I mean, look at one of our greatest artists in the world that passed away, Lord bless his heart, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Come on now, like, you know what I'm saying? If we can't separate his music from the man...
We have nothing. We have nothing.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Cliff Huxtable.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
He will always be Cliff Huxtable.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, Bill Cosby?
Yeah, but that's the only thing I don't agree with. If there's a nigga I can go to bat for, it would be, bro.
Bill Cosby?
It would be like, he's a monster. I'm like, the man been married for 60 years, first of all.
But he admitted to doing it, though.
Yeah, and he signed the NDA and saying, y'all can't come and get me for this shit. But my thing is... He's been married since he started. 50, 60 years, he's been married. Uh-huh. I always tell my young boys this. Y'all getting Airbnbs, hotels. It's all room for disaster when you're doing this. Because first things first, when I was young, I used to think the hotel was for sex.
Right? Yeah.
When I was a kid, like, I'm like, oh, we going to the hotel? Not to have sex for a kid, right. It's like, oh, we can go to the hotel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You feel me? All these women coming up to the hotel, kicking it with this man.
What do you think?
What do y'all think y'all here for?
Right, you know what I'm saying?
And then you wake up 40 years later talking about, Bill raped me.
Right. I just woke up from when I took the last.
That was a hell of a narcotic put down for 30 years, man.
Goddamn.
You know what I'm saying? That's some, to me, that's some sucker shit, but I think it's we even now when people be like, man, that's some white people shit. That's
right,
some white people.
Right. Yeah.
Cause we do some shit too, man.
Right. We do some of the most fucked up sexual shit that's not really captivated like that. But then you got, you know, the white people that are serial killers that eat your nutsack and all that shit, eat your kids. I'm like, y'all niggas is too much.
Hey, facts, though. Everybody wanted me to watch Jeffrey Dahmer, and I told them straight up. Fuck no. You want to know why I didn't watch Jeffrey Dahmer? You 39. You 34.
Yep.
5.
4.
I'm 32. Yeah. So it's like we could all grew up in the same household as brothers.
Yeah.
And we all remember watching something on TV that you can't stop watching.
Uh-huh.
I remember it was the first time we moved in Shavley. And I was probably like 9, 8, 9. And on the ID channel was the Jeffrey Dahmer story. The shit was like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
When I tell you I didn't sleep for weeks.
Yeah, he was a
not good.
Guy. Yeah.
So when people was like, it came out, I'm like, man, I don't know why y'all want to watch that, man. Like, I hate that they glorify people like that, too. Like, John Wayne Gacy got a new one out. Like, I'm like, bro, why y'all keep making shit about these serial killers, man? Right. Like,
I don't think, what's her name? Rose, Gypsy Rose?
Yeah.
She shouldn't be glorified. She was a... she was captive.
I don't know, man. Her mama was fucked up.
It is, though, but... I would have not
messed up, too, because she played the part.
Yeah,
she definitely did. She definitely did. She lured that slow-ass nigga in, too. Like,
my mom is so fucked up.
I could not take her voice.
I know. I never
But did. Her mama was a fuck... Woo. She deserved what she got. I never say that.
I ain't gonna say deserve, but...
I never say that about people.
Yeah.
She deserved what the fuck she got.
But that same computer...
She bred that.
Look,
come on,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? When you breed something like that, you
That's
gotta,
just like you walking down the street. It's your first time outside.
Yeah.
And your mama been telling you all this fucked up shit in the house, and you go outside and you like... People don't take you well because you don't know anything about outside until somebody be like, nah, man, you ain't supposed to go that way. You supposed to go that way. But mom said never go this way or do this and that. That's why I don't shut to my kids. Like my wife be like, why you say that to him? Or why you, you know what I'm saying? Because when they go out in the world and somebody introduce them to it, you know what I mean?
It's going to be different.
It's different. Like
you want to be,
I called my son smoking before and he's only 12, but I'm a dad that's been in his house, has been in his life since he's been born.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
times are different.
And it's very different, but I took from it as this. When I sat him down, after I got in his shit, you feel me? He got jumped. Me and his mama damn near jumped him. You feel me? You feel me? But at the same time, I let him know, I'm like, you want to know why you fucked up? First of all, it's not your shit.
Right.
You can go, and that can go in many places. Mm-hmm. You can go be with some people and they... smoking and shit, but that's not your weed. You don't know where it came from. You know where's. You know what I'm saying? That's first. Second, why rush to grow up so quick, bro?
Right. Right.
Like I didn't have nobody to tell me like, because we were sneaking so good.
Yeah.
Like, so to getting caught is about OG. Like y'all young niggas is crazy.
Right.
But getting caught by your parent is like, it could go two ways. You can.
How did you get caught? Like was it just?
Man, we used to live by the mall right behind St. Matthews.
Yeah.
And we went to the mall, and it was like we'd be right back. And he's like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We did not smoke before we left. You know what I'm saying? We just got up and went.
Mm-hmm.
So when we came back, that's all I smelled was weed. It was kind of foggy in the house. And if we smoke, we in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That's one thing I will do. Get the fuck out of my room. Get out of my space. You know what I'm saying? Let me be grown. Y'all go be kids.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So when I went back to the room, we both walked. And I wasn't going to say nothing to my wife because I kind of don't. Because she turns up. I'm the dad that. Kevin Hart was right. He'd be like, don't y'all be in that toilet. You ain't gotta even get up. Like, you feel me? That's how the kind of dads are. But I'm the dad that like, I don't wanna kind of amp her up because that can ruin our week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was gonna like get in this shit myself. Like, my nigga, if you in my shit, my nigga, you. But the first thing she did when we went back into the room hit me. It smelled like Febreze, like the little shit they put in the plug-ins. So I was like, oh, man. The first thing she was like, you been smoking?
Yeah.
So we goes back in the living room, and bro, he had heated up some shit, and I think he tried to burn it or something to get the smell out. Yeah. It was barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, I walked back to the back. I said, make him rub his hands together.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And she smelt his hands, and that's all. I went in there. I just seen her. She's wailing on this little.
Ah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But I was that age when I started dibbling and dabbing, but I had nobody to tell me, hey man, if you consume this with your time, it's gonna ruin your time.
Right.
I say the same thing to him about sex. Like, you feel me, bro? Masturbation, sex, all of that shit consumes people.
Time. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people got enough balance to be like, you know, especially when you get older as a man, but I'm trying to tell them, like, their pleasures don't get consumed with it. You like music. You like to play music. You like to make, play the piano. Consume yourself with shit that can make you some.
Right. But even still, you got to learn how to manage and balance the times out.
Definitely.
On how long you're doing things. Because, you know, as a grown man, you know, you got family, you got business, you got, you know, you got self-time that you need to all balance out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all those things, if you don't balance it out, then you find yourself in way too much turmoil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With life itself, let alone the people, you know what I'm saying, that are involved and not that sort of thing. So, like, you may not think it's going to affect them, you know what I'm saying? But
or you.
Right, or you, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know. But do too much of one thing and see what it does. You know what I'm saying? It throws things out of whack. So, you know, got to teach them that, you know, that's for sure, you know. So,
This is kind of off subject. You know that post she made, Gypsy Rose, like that Facebook post? That
when she got out? Oh, yeah.
That's still up to this day.
Yeah,
that's crazy, ain't it?
It is.
You can go look at it and, like, it's the original comments from 8 years ago. She's dead and she deserved it, but it's been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Yes,
this is one of the best conversations we didn't had.
Yes, sir.
And before we get out of here, besides the Jammin' Smokehouse, you got to give us something good to eat and something good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, as far as good to eat, that's a hard one because I like to eat. So, I'm sure you guys have heard of Steak and Bourbon.
Yeah.
That's one place to eat. But another place I would have to say. I'm bougie. Like.
He is too.
I'm thinking about the, you know what I'm saying? Like. Okay, particular things. I like Steak and Bourbon for their steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so something that blew my mind that I was not expecting was carrot cake. And I'm not a big fan of carrot cake. I don't really like carrot cake. Like, for real. My dad's a big fan of it. But if you like a good cake and something that's going to just shock you, Jay Alexander's has the most amazing carrot cake I've ever had, and I just recently discovered it probably about a month ago.
Really?
Do they serve it cold? Because that's like the only time I can eat it.
They serve it warm, but you can get it cold too.
Okay.
Like, if you get it to go, they'll serve it to you cold. But when they serve it to you at the table, it's going to be warm. And it's got pineapples and all kinds of good stuff in it. Dude, it blew my mind. I was like, what? This came from this, you know, they got all kinds of spectacular things that are kind of seasonal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that one's there all year. Another good thing that they have is, if y'all mess with seafood, oysters, fried oysters.
I like fried oysters.
They make the best fried oysters. And you wouldn't even think that.
Damn. Yeah.
But they only make them every so often, and they get them from a specific coast. And there's a few coasts that you can get them from, but they get it from a specific coast. I can't remember it right now, but.
It's like seasonal.
Yes,
yeah.
And they are the best oysters I've ever seen, ever. I mean, I'm talking about, like, seen and tasted. Like, they got a delicate crisp to them. They're not overcooked, and you know what I'm saying? Then they come with a relish garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Okay, like, can't beat it. Okay, those are my two places as far as food. The music.
Something
good
to watch.
Oh.
Took the shades off of this one.
There is. Oh, I'm trying to think. It was a Chinese. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of it right now. Okay, we're going to switch that. Have y'all gotten into the new Avatar yet?
I watched it with my kids, but I fell asleep.
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
I watched the latest movie.
That's not a movie. It's like a TV show.
Like a new TV show.
But it's live, like real people.
It was so long, though. I fell asleep.
The live action shows are like, they're still pretty lengthy. They're actually like almost an hour long show. But they are, it's phenomenal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did really good with the graphics. The actual artists themselves, you know how, you know, sometimes they can have bad artists. They actually line up really well. Everything lines up solid. You know what I'm saying? Even the old movie, you know what I'm saying, that came out was pretty phenomenal.
They needed a part two. Like, they kind of left us.
I know. Like, I was like, why they do that?
They came out with one like a year ago, didn't they? It's a new one out.
It is?
Yeah. It's a one besides the show y'all talking about.
I didn't know her.
And that was real long. But you know they say it's supposed to be us.
What?
Avatar.
Not that Avatar.
Not that Avatar. Like,
we talking about Avatar The Last Bender. Remember the cartoons to be on Nickelodeon?
The Airbender.
The little dude with the arrow on his head?
Yeah, but I never watched that stuff.
Ah, that's good.
It's fire.
You thinking of the little blue people Avatar.
Yeah, not that one. Yeah, definitely.
Damn, I need to tap in.
That Avatar.
It's dope. Like, he's an airbender. Like, he controls air. Then they got people that got fire.
I know you're talking about the street.
Maneuver the elements of Earth.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's a good show.
That could pertain easily as well because, you know, goes back, you know what I'm saying, to things that, you know, we possibly...
Supernatural.
You know, right. Yeah, I wouldn't even... Man, it's probably more than that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the things that they do in these things is talking about a lot of this airbending and stuff like that, that's harmonics, you know what I'm saying? Harmonics and sound vibrations, you know what I'm saying? The airbending and the earth bending, and even to create fire, you know what I'm saying? It takes friction, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about vibrations and sounds and things like that. That's how they say that the pyramids were built, was airbending, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I was like, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense when you think about it.
To be able to move something that damn big, you know what I'm saying?
Without the technology.
2,000 and 5,000 pound boulders, you know what I'm saying? Then being able to move that sort of stuff with air, you know what I'm saying? And vibrations, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's phenomenal. And they can't replicate it, you know what I'm saying? Not even with some of the biggest machines.
Trying to blame it on aliens. Come on.
Yeah. Right, like, come on.
I think they was chilling, too. With us.
They was chilling. I just think they can connect with them. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, they say the divine intervention has a lot to do with that. Inky and his brother, you know what I'm saying? They were technically aliens, you know what I'm saying? And they made us, you know what I'm saying? There was already a Homo sapiens species, which we know as the Neanderthals, you know what I'm saying? Or not even the Neanderthals, you know, something before them, you know what I'm saying? Because Neanderthals came further down the line.
Yep, after.
But, you know, there was something, because we know of... what's that movie? Morphed into with Morgan Freeman, Lucy. Okay, yeah. Lucy was the first female. You know what I'm saying? She was technically an ape. You know what I'm saying? So that was, you know, introduces the ape species, and then they say they had a divine intervention at that moment, at those moments in time, and that's what created us, and we became more elevated in mind, you know what I'm saying? So it was able to do things. But Inky and them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they possessed powers to be able to do... not only was they doing alchemy, they were doing a lot of mental telepathy. You know, they were doing things that we would consider... supernatural.
Yeah.
But it was just really beyond that. You know what I'm saying? It was reality. You know what I'm saying? For them. You know what I'm saying? And there were supposedly gods, you know what I'm saying, that created us, that made, you know, that were already doing things that just are beyond explanation. You know what I'm saying? So the pyramids and all this stuff came along. But, you know, these things, I feel like... it wasn't supernatural. It was just something that we could do that we've lost over time. That kind of, you know.
Even in the caves, they showed drawings. Like, a Muslim cat showed me that. He showed me, like, the drawings in there and how they was, it'd be somebody at the top of this drawing with a phone to look like, and it'd be at the bottom, but they was,
you know, and the different beings that were being drawn up, you know what I'm saying, and onto these walls, the ant people, you know what I'm saying?
All the giants.
Stuff. Right, the giants, you know what I'm saying, which were technically some of the first supernatural beings, you know, because that's what Enki and his brother were considered, you know what I'm saying? They were considered giants, you know what I'm saying? And there was 8 of them that actually came down, or 13 of them. It was 13 giants, but Enki and his brother were the, like, leaders of them, you know what I'm saying? And they had the ability to mess with, you know, the DNA, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. They were doing just a lot of scientific stuff back then, you know what I'm saying, that they don't really talk about, you know. But we were far more than what we are, you know what I'm saying, back then than what we are now, you know what I'm saying, just because we've been disconnected from our truest source of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So, and we've been dumbed down to be distracted by things in the world versus what we are truly innate to, you know what I'm saying? That's why that big question, what's our truest purpose? You know, we've been distracted from that, you know, so.
Got deep on us.
You know.
Yes, sir.
But it could be worse. You know, our truest purpose could be a lot more sinister than what we even think about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's food for thought, you know what I'm saying? Sir. Like, you know, we are more.
Still.
You know, I'm still.
That was when the cliff left, you know, ended the show on making us think, you know, making the audience think and ponder on something.
Yes, sir.
That was a good closeout right
there.
More
than meets the eye.
Yeah. So, where can they find your food truck?
How you find my food truck is you look on Jammin' Smokehouse on IG and Facebook, but I would say more so IG because I always post on IG, and you know how you can link the two to post, but sometimes they don't always act like they, you know what I'm saying? They don't always link up like they're supposed to. So the best place to find me is IG, Jammin' Smokehouse, J-A-M-M-I-N, Smokehouse, you know what I'm saying? All one word on IG. And it'll pop up immediately because I'm like the only one in the world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
with the name, so it's not really hard to find me. And I always post where I'm at, normally how long I'm gonna be there, and that's pretty much how you find me, you know. And also on Fridays and Saturdays on Barstown Road, I'm always normally there. Definitely Saturday. Some Fridays are kind of iffy. If it's kind of slow, I might skip it just because, you know, it costs to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not making the money, you know, I try not to waste my fuels and my time. So, you know, but Saturdays are a day that I very rarely miss. If it's just going to be pouring flat out, just that's the only time you know. But even sometimes if it's like a light drizzle, I'll pull that bad boy out there and I'll pull out tents for y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you'll be covered from the rain, you know what I'm saying? So you can still come get some food, you know what I mean, because I know people still gotta eat.
Yes sir.
It's hard to beat the mean machine, so just come see your boy. That's how you find me.
Yes sir. Make sure y'all follow us on all platforms, man. Any where you get your entertainment, you'll find Big and Lazy Podcast, man. That's for sure.
And I do food reviews, too. So B underscore B-F-I-N-E-S. So if you want your business reviewed, holler at me. Hit my DMs. And
all day.
And we'll get that together. And we're going to end it just like that.
Just like that.
We got a new baby.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
Man, I need my fork, man. I'm just
smelling. Yeah. Hey, on the way here, I was like, dear God.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirm Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirm Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.